with this new signing period being earlier than this, a lot of times guys have been committed for quite some time. We got all of our papers in before 10 o'clock, so it was a good day, solid day. And for myself and for many of our players, it's sort of a, you know, when you bring new players in, it's a new beginning for them. It's almost a surreal day for them in a lot of ways. It's an end to a long season of recruiting for many of them. Many of them with 20 or 30 offers, that type of thing, as they've gone through the process. You know, they've got to understand there's new challenges waiting for them as they transition to college. And so many times I think, really, when you look at recruiting, I mean, it's about what kind of growth and development that they're able to have over the course of 4 and 5 years. So you start with something and you develop as you get older, whether you're 18 to 22 or whether you're 18 to 20. I think there's inevitable change. Been very busy, as most people are, whether you're recruiting right after the season, you're right into the recruiting season for 2 weeks, traveling a lot, trying to get to see the guys, getting your one visit in before signing date. You're also bowl prep and practices and things of that nature. So it's entirely different from the way I think it's used to have been. So talking to them on the phone this morning, a lot of guys very excited, plan on celebrations at their high school, those type of things. So be a good day for them, be a good day. These guys were all targeted early in the process for the most part and have been committed for quite some time. So overall class notes, I guess you'd say very balanced, 8 offense, 10 defense, 1 outstanding special teams guy, many, many good students. One thing that I keep looking at, many of our guys are state champions. I'm looking down through your multiple state champions across Ricky White, Kyle King, Kyle Halliday as seniors, Petrowski, Devin Hightower as juniors, several more played in state title games. Noah Kim was a 2-time state champion, many of them playing at the highest level of high school football in their state. The players in this class, I feel like when you look at them, had extremely productive senior seasons. As you look and see that Angelo Gross was, you know, second in Mr. Ohio. He was the defensive player of the year in the Division III in Ohio. You got Petrowski in the biggest division there, defensive player of the year. Devin Hightower, Division II, defensive player of the year. Kyle King, I think Mr. Indiana at his position, defensive end in Indiana. So quite a few of those type of guys. Three Ohio players, Division I and II and III, as I said. Impressive group of wideouts. Impressive group of defensive linemen. I feel a lot of multi-sport athletes, and 7 players are actually enrolling early. We will continue to recruit into February. We've got a couple guys sitting on the fence, and we'll try and address the running back situation as we go forward. But I'm going to just go through what I would consider power, big skill, and skilled players. And then we can take some questions afterwards. So first guy up is Dallas Fincher, all Dreams team in Michigan Dream Team selection, highly rated center and offensive lineman, had him in camp, athletic, committed last spring actually. He's been a 3-year starter at East Kentwood. His father, Mark, played for Coach Perlis, so he's a legacy type guy. What sticks out to him is size, athletic ability, and the fact that he can play center sort of distinguishes him a little bit because, you know, it's tough. It's tough playing center. Coached by Tony Kimbrough, but an outstanding young man, about 280 pounds, 6'4", or so. And we look for him to get involved early in the process as he moves here. Next guy is Justin Stevens from Ontario, Canada. A little bit different camped here. Really played defensive lineman for the most part in his high school career. Went to post high school school in Canada. What we saw was a big athletic guy, 6'5 plus, 290 to 300 pound, could really run, vertical jumped over 30 inches in our camp, had a good long jump near 9 foot as a big guy. And the question was whether we were going to try and transition him to the offensive side of the ball, which he played this last year. So he'll come in at mid-season here. So he'll be a guy that has an opportunity to lay a foundation for himself here, but he has a tremendous upside in terms of his athletic ability and size and strength. So looking forward to him being here as well. Justin Simeon Barrow, the top defensive end in Georgia, was a guy that we looked at early in the process last spring and immediately offered him, excuse me, and watched him practice in the spring. Our assistants did. Ranked as named regional player of the year, strong season with 8 sacks as a senior. Could play defensive tackles, but weighing about 250 now, but he may get up to 280 quickly, I don't know. But athletic and run, a guy that will fit into our defensive system, and a guy that I feel is sort of a doer in terms of how he plays. Outstanding athlete, though. Guy that we pointed to and felt like we needed to get. Avery Dunn. A couple of these guys had great senior seasons. 6'4", 225. Guy that has grown and gained probably 20 pounds in the last year. When you talk to the coaches throughout Ohio, and the guy that's name kept coming up was Avery Dunn as being one of the top players in Northeast Ohio. First team All-State in Ohio, great length, could probably play linebacker. He runs very effectively. We'll work him as a defensive end. Reminds me a little bit of Shalik Calhoun in a lot of ways. Explosive guy, long, athletic. Should be a great player for us here as he moves forward. Kyle King, defensive end, cleans 380, 250 pounds, 6'3" plus. Named defensive lineman, as I said, in the state of Indiana, back-to-back state titles. Kyle Ralph is his coach. Actually recruited Kyle way back when I was here before. Very, very explosive, tough guy, can run very, very well, plays tight end as well. I feel like Kyle has a huge upside. He will also start here early in this next semester. Chris Mayfield was out this year with a knee, his senior season, but so the film that you see is from his junior year. Very athletic, has started in basketball really for 4 years as a ninth grader at Hilliard Bradley High School, which is a big high school down in the Columbus area. Athletic, again, he's another guy that comes in as a defensive end, may grow to a defensive tackle, 255 right now, about 6'3", rated one of the top players in Ohio as well. Jeff Petrowski, Ohio Division I Defensive Player of the Year, co-defensive player of the year, I guess I would say, Cleveland Defensive Player of the Year, St. Ed's, as an institution that plays the same defense that we do. So there's a lot of carryover in that respect. Reminds me a lot of Kenny Willekes and the way he plays. Sort of relentless guy, tough, on the edge guy, weighing about 250 pounds as well, 6'1", over 6'1", probably more closer to 6'2". But extremely productive player, has been productive for quite a while there. Played Mike linebacker as well, so has the ability to play up and should be a guy that has an opportunity for an immediate media contributions as we go. And one other guy I wanted to mention, defensive line, Jalen Hunt, we took last year coming out of the summer and basically wanted to include him in this class. He came in about 320 or so. Now he's about 305. It was a dream team selection of Belleville, and the guy's going to be a great player for us. Explosive, great change of direction, had a great year academically as well, and I think he's on the cusp. He's traveled the last half of the season on the cusp of playing. May play a little bit in the bowl game as well. When you look at our big skill, Tommy Guardo, tight end from Dearborn, multi-sport athlete, one of our earliest commitments in the class. Coach John Powell is his coach, athletic, great hands, came to camp, demonstrated his hands, his ability to run after catch, those type of things. Wanted to be a Spartan from the get-go, and he's been committed for a long time here, but extremely athletic, 6'3", probably going about 235 right now, should get involved very early in his career as well. Cole DiMarzo is a linebacker with Michigan connections out of South Carolina, Hilton Head, rated one of the top linebackers in the state of South Carolina, but he's a multi-sport, multi-position type player. He plays wide receiver, plays linebacker. He's played safety. We look at him as a star, sort of that hybrid guy that's got to go out in space and play against, over the slot a lot. But we'll see where he plays when he gets here. But came to camp, demonstrated his abilities in camp. 10-foot long jumper guy ran extremely well, ran 4.6, vertical 34 inches. So he was a guy, great hands. So he was a guy that that we looked at and said he'll find a place. Reminds me a lot of Matt Morrissey in a lot of ways and the things that he does. Just very versatile or Grayson Miller type guy. Cal Halliday, 6'1", 205, extremely productive, was the school's all-time leading tackler at that high school, won 3 state championships. He's an early enrollee. He's a wrestler as well as he came up through everything, but a guy that's very instinctive, plays downhill, athletic. He has a way of slipping blockers a lot of ways. Reminds me, I know it's a big comparison, but when I was at Ohio State as a graduate assistant, Chris Spielman walked in there about 205 and just, made every play. He's a very slippery guy, could defeat blocks, those type of things. It sort of reminds me of him in that respect. Hopefully he gets to the height that Chris did. Devin Hightower, named Division II Player of the Year. Great ball skills, had 8 interceptions as a senior. I think he returned 4 of them for touchdowns. Tim Terrell is a outstanding high school football coach down in the state of Ohio at Akron Hoban. Won a state championship as a junior, early enrollee, very athletic, quick twitch. Should be a guy that gets involved very quickly as well. Obviously, a lot of these guys have to learn things conceptually and transition to this level of football, but I do think that he has a great skill set, outstanding skill set, very good tackler, quick twitch. Jack Olson, kicker. Ranked as one of the top 5 kickers in the country, selected to the All-American Bowl in San Antonio, had opportunities to be the kicker in the 2 other All-Star games as well. Has made 8 field goals in 1 game, from what I understand, as a junior, but watched him kick when I was at a camp, and he's got great productivity. He's got great range. He was able to kick the ball in the end zone consistently on kickoffs. He's a guy that will compete for playing opportunities immediately and should be our kicker here for the next 3 years for sure, after this year possibly, maybe the next 3 years, but he'll compete this year. Noah Kim is an interesting guy in the fact that we had watched him and really camped here as a 10th grader, so we've watched him for a very long time, a little slight. In fact, he's about 180 pounds, 6'2", but elusive, quick. Quick twitch guy, great arm, makes great decisions. I think he had, one interception last year. This year, I think he had 3. Proven winner, 41-2 as a starting quarterback, and one of those was a game that where he fractured his femur, I believe, when he was a junior. So they lost that particular football game. But big school division in Virginia. Makes all the throws. And, as I said, I've watched about 150 passes and creativity and things of that nature. I think he'll do an outstanding job here. As I said on the deal, though, he is a black belt in karate, so hopefully he doesn't get too much criticism. Okay. Montori Foster, not played football since the 7th grade and walked in there today. I mean, not today, but this year, and decided to play his senior year. Outstanding basketball player. 6'2", 175 pounds. First heard about him from Will Dow, Andrews, and David and Michael's father, that he was coming out. Huge ceiling for what he's going to be able to accomplish. Great jumping ability, great hand-eye coordination. Watched him on the basketball court a couple weeks ago. Outstanding basketball player, thought he made all the catches. Thing that really was... not amazing, but very interesting to watch was his toughness out on the football field, his toughness in terms of blocking and things of that nature. But I think he can be an outstanding football player, and I'm very excited about his potential as well. Terry Lockett made the commitment here this past weekend. Terry's a guy that we've recruited really throughout the entire year, had offered him early in the process. Again, another excellent basketball player, very fluid, makes all the catches, polished receiver. Great hand-eye coordination, had more than 1,000 yards receiving, all-state player up in Minnesota. So outstanding player, and has the possibility of also playing corner if we decide to do that. So we'll take him as basically an athlete, but he'll start on the wide receiver side of the ball, but he may find himself playing a little defense. Ian Stewart at Woodhaven, Carlson, Carlson High School, finalist for Mr. Football in the state here, multidimensional athlete, was quarterback in high school. So you didn't see him playing wide receiver in high school too much, but you saw him in camp, 6'4", 196 pounds, also plays on defense, can run you down as a safety or as a linebacker. Very excited to watch him progress in the fact that what he did in camp that really earned him his opportunities for a scholarship and then team leader is in terms of what he did at Carlson in terms of quarterbacking their football team. So while you didn't see him catching the football, he did it enough in camp that we thought he could be very, very special. Ricky White from Marietta, Georgia, 6'1". He's taller than 6 foot. He's more like 6'1". Transferred schools to Marietta from Wheeler High School. Had 97 catches for 1,300 yards and 16 touchdowns as a senior and helping Marietta to the 7A, which is the largest division in Georgia, 7A state title in Georgia. Incredible playmaker, makes people miss all over the field. Went and watched him practice for the state games last week and extremely impressed. Very impressive. Got a great hand-eye coordination, run after catch. Again, a guy that can compete immediately. As most of you know, Jaden Reed came in the summer, had to sit this year, but he's demonstrated his abilities throughout the entire fall camp and was an All-American at Western Michigan as a freshman All-American. So he will definitely add to this class. So I think we have 5 wide receivers that could add to our group of playing right now. So it's going to be interesting to watch those guys grow. In the secondary, Angelo Gross, Ohio Mr. Football runner-up, Division III Defensive Player of the Year, led Mansfield to the state championship game. Obviously, first-team All-State, played all over the place, running back, wide receiver, punt returner, kick returner, corner, safety. He's a guy that he reminds me a lot in terms of how he handles things of Josiah Scott, the way he comes to play. Tough guy, very competitive guy. And he's another guy that will come at mid-year as well. And then finally, Darius Snow, ranked as one of the top safeties in America. Got his weight down. He was about 215 or 216. Got his weight down to 196 right now. He's been one of the leaders in this recruiting class. He's a guy that committed pretty early in the process in the fall. His father played here, Eric here. Played here, and then Percy was a 2-time All-American linebacker and is in the College Football Hall of Fame as well. He's an early enrollee, but what I sense in Darius is, as you sit and talk to him, is football knowledge, striking ability, great ball skills. Again, another guy who camped with us and demonstrated his abilities in camp. And when you see him play and you watch him, watch our guys play in camp, you know, you have an instant opportunity to compare them to players near us in our program. So I think that he'll have an opportunity to get on the field very early. It should build that foundation this spring and be a factor here coming into the fall camp. So that's, I believe, 19 guys. I know I included Jalen and Jaden in that class, but I felt like those were guys that needed to be mentioned as we go forward. So I'll take some questions and go from there.